This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
According to this verse, if I know the good I ought to do and I don't do it, it's a sin of omission. It's not a sin of commission, it's a sin of omission where I'm neglecting to do the thing that I need to do. That may be a word for somebody today about some issue going on in your life. I want to begin by talking about what I call tomorrow thinking. It's not really the intent of the text, but some people live with a tomorrow mentality. Everything they're going to do in their life, they're going to do tomorrow. We've all done this. We're going to go a certain trip or a certain place, and we're going to do it tomorrow, but tomorrow never comes. You're going to do something with a son or daughter, but that tomorrow never comes. And there are things in life that happen where we say tomorrow, 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 and it never happens. I love the poem that Edgar Guest wrote years ago called Tomorrow. It goes like this. He was going to be all that a man could be tomorrow. No one should be kinder or braver than he tomorrow. A friend who was troubled and weary, he knew, who'd be glad of a lift and who needed it too. On him he would call and see what he could do tomorrow. Each morning he stacked up the letters he'd write tomorrow. It was too bad indeed he was busy today and hadn't a minute to stop on his way. More time he would have to give others, he'd say, tomorrow. The greatest of workers this man would have been tomorrow. The world would have known him had he had ever seen tomorrow. But the fact is, he died and he faded from view, and all that was left when the living was through was a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. Don't let that poem be your legacy. Don't let that be your epitaph, that someday someone would say of you, well, you were going to do this tomorrow, you were going to do that tomorrow. We all are guilty of that, by the way. Everybody is, to one degree or another. But don't let the word tomorrow be the last word of your life. Tomorrow was going to be everything and it was nothing, because we never did what we said we were going to do tomorrow. When our youngest son graduated from a Christian high school in Atlanta, Georgia, they had an interesting event that I'd never heard of any other school having. They had a seniors picnic with the parents and the students. Most seniors I know are not too anxious to necessarily be on a picnic, you know, with their friends and their parents as well, but that's what they did. The principal got up at this picnic and said something that was very powerful. He said, I want every senior to get with your parents right now in this big room, probably as big as this room, and I want you to just put your arms around one another, and I'd like for the moms and dads to pray for your senior. I'm always observant of what's going on around me, maybe more so that I'm interested in what I'm doing, and that's a personality problem. We'll talk about it later. But that's my personality. I'm interested in what's going on. So I'm looking around the room, and I notice all this, what I call quiet weeping, going on. There's parents and are huddled with their senior, a boy or girl, and they're weeping together, quiet, just softly. Not open wailing or anything, but just softly. And the thought occurred to me, maybe with some of these people, it's the first time they ever prayed with their son or daughter, senior in high school. And there was some regret there. But my guess is that maybe it was a reflection of they're graduating 2 days from now, and we didn't do this, and I never did this, and the time is gone. And maybe the tears were not a reflection of their joy, they're graduating, but tears of regret in what was not done, what was not said. What regrets do you have in your life about things you never did or never said? We all do.
Well, we want you to know this message will continue right where we leave off tomorrow on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.